There were reports this week of some soldiers from both the Bosnian Serb and Bosnian government armies returning to trenches and bunkers in Sarajevo. But generally, both sides have pulled their troops back from the front lines, allowing NATO peacekeepers to position themselves between the warring armies. The creation of a buffer zone has meant that people in the city's frontline neighborhoods are enjoying their first experience of peacetime in almost 4 years. From Sarajevo, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Soldiers slog through wet, muddy trenches in the suburbs of Sarajevo. It is from trenches such as these that Bosnian Serb and Bosnian government soldiers fought each other for more than 3 years while their armies struggled for control of the city. This is the Sarajevo front line. But these are French soldiers, part of the NATO force here to oversee the implementation of the Bosnia peace agreement. The Bosnian army soldiers who dug and occupied these trenches have pulled back, allowing the NATO peacekeepers to move in. Major Rodolfo Dalmon of the French army leads the patrol, accompanied by an interpreter.
Alors, faut lui dire que c'est les positions sont les positions les plus avancées bosniaques qui sont juste en face des positions.
These are the most advanced posts on the Bosnian side. It's just in front of the Serbian line. And we're doing the patrol to see if they have been evacuated, and actually, as you can see, they're all empty.
The French patrol this line 4 times a day. Simultaneously, another French patrol checks out the facing front line on the Serb side, about 50 yards away. This was a narrow zone of fierce combat during the war over Sarajevo. Now it is quiet.
Il n'y a plus de contact possible. Entre le but de notre travail, c'est de les écarter pour qu'il n'y ait plus de contact.
Hey, what we are looking for is to have a distance between the parties that doesn't permit any contact. Mm-hmm. They don't have any contact. There will be no provocation, no shooting to provoke, and that should end all the shootings.
The withdrawal of Serb and government forces from the former combat zone and the establishment of a buffer zone between the warring sides is the first big achievement of the Bosnia peace plan in the Sarajevo area. It's brought an end to the sniping and firefights that have gone on around the city for almost 4 years, and it has finally made it safe to visit frontline neighborhoods.
We're welcome here.
Jer mi smo zadnja kuća koja je ostala zdrava. Svi stotinu gore je porušeno.
She says that this house is the last one which remained in one piece. All about 100 others in front of us are just ruins.
Safija Hojić's house is on a hillside just below the old Jewish cemetery in Sarajevo. It straddles what was a free fire zone throughout the war. During some months, she and her husband actually found themselves between the Bosnian government and Bosnian Serb troops. They retreated to a tiny room way inside the house where the bullets and mortars couldn't reach them. They slept in their clothes with their bags packed, ready to flee at any moment. But they never left, even the day their house caught fire.
Grozno. To se ne može ispričati, niti se može, samo onaj koji je bio tu može doživjeti. Mi smo bili po stepencama.
Only those who've been here during this war know how was it. We've been under the stairways in the house, hiding from the shells, and somebody yelled from outside that the house is burning, and then we went out of the shelter to put down the fire, and the shells keep coming, you know, all the time, exploding around the house. It was horrible.
Safia's husband, a medical doctor, turned their 9-room house into a frontline clinic. Soldiers wounded in the fighting outside got emergency treatment in the Hojić living room. Safia, accustomed to tending her garden and fruit trees in peacetime, developed a soldier's instinct for danger.
Mi smo samo kad je pucalo osluškivali da ko ne jauče, da ne vrišti, da nije ko ranjen kad se kola upale.
All the way during this war, when the fight was on, you know, and the shooting was on, we kept our ears sharp to hear if somebody is yelling, you know, if somebody is wounded, or just for that.
Ja i sada kad ko prođe svaki korak čujem.
And even now, when somebody is passing by my house, I can hear every step, you know. I had that kind of sharp ear. during this war.
Now Safia is able to turn her attention back to domestic concerns, making coffee and cakes, keeping her house spotless, and receiving visitors, among them her nephew Safet. He's spent a lot of time here in the past 3.5 years as a Bosnian army soldier assigned to defend this neighborhood. Twice during the war, Safet was wounded right outside Safia's house and received treatment here.
These people are heroes. They spent 4 years in the front line, in front of the front line, between the two sides. And they hear every shelling which happened here. During the night, during the day, they didn't sleep 4 years. They are like soldiers in the trench. We stay at the front line in trench 2 days, maybe three, and after that we go home and spend 2 days or maybe 3 days. But they spent the whole time here.
Safet takes us out on a balcony where we can survey the neighborhood. He points out the trenches, the buildings where he has fought, his old positions, and the Serb positions just a few yards beyond.
About maybe 10,000 mines landed here during all the war. Maybe twice times on the week there was a battle.
Many people died here?
Yes, many people died.
This is as close as Safa can get to the old front line now. His infantry unit has vacated this territory, leaving it to the French soldiers who have peacekeeping responsibility for the whole Sarajevo sector. Safet can only stand on the balcony and tell stories of what happened on the ground below.
Near here, about 20 meters ahead, is the place where I was wounded the first time. Near that tree, beside this house.
In spite of all the lives lost here on both sides, the front lines in this urban war barely changed over the course of the war. Safet's unit surrendered 5 strategic points here last week only because the peace plan called for it. According to the implementation schedule, Serb and government troops here are required to be entirely out of each other's reach by day 30 of the NATO mission later this month. Safet says he and his fellow soldiers have been eager to cooperate with the NATO peacekeepers, in part because they grew so frustrated with the fighting in this neighborhood.
Our army maybe progress about maybe 100 meters, no more, because it is very difficult to fight in town.
And now, after the peace agreement?
After peace agreement, both sides start to remove the soldiers from the front line. And in a night in January would not be any soldier on that line, on the our side and on the Serb side.
Do you think that will happen?
I hope so.
NATO commanders here say so far they're getting excellent cooperation from both the Serb and Bosnian government forces. For the people of Sarajevo, the peace agreement and the deployment of NATO peacekeepers have brought an end to much of their wartime suffering. Safia Hojic says she is especially pleased by the return of water and electricity. But one does not spend almost 4 years on the front line without being changed by the experience. Safia and her husband learned to cope with the stress and terror of war. Now they must adjust to peace.
Pa možda sam se sad više plašim nego prije. Jer na ovim linijama su bile ipak naša sva djeca.
I have to tell you that I'm more afraid now than I used to be during these 4 years, because during this war, my husband and my sons and all my neighbors defended this front line. So I was pretty sure they wouldn't let the Serbs to come here. But now I'm not so sure, because this line is now like empty or something, and I don't know if the other side has crazy guys who would come here. So I'm more afraid now.
In time, Safia's new fears should subside if the peace plan for Sarajevo proceeds on schedule. On day 45, the Serb units that fought the Bosnian army for this neighborhood should have cleared out, with an international police force assuming the security responsibility. 3 months after that, the Bosnian government is to take control of the whole Sarajevo area. No more opposing armies and no front lines anywhere around the city. I'm Tom Jelton in Sarajevo.